excited, Skipper.
Excited? I should think so. It's like a fun fair down there. Right. Bomb doors open.
Bomb selected. And fused fighter. Starboard quarter.
Christ, Ophidi!
Hurry, the port engines!
Death Kiss Kate. A play for radio by Max Markey, with Martin Jarvis as Peter and Kate Coleridge as Sally. Death Kiss Kate.
Nice. Quite a decent pub, this.
Yes, most of the squadron prefer this one.
Well, beer's not bad, aren't it?
Another one?
No, thanks.
Ron?
No, thanks, sir.
Look, Ron, when it's shop, it's sir or squadron leader locker. Off duty in the mess or a pub or anywhere, it's Ben.
Right? Right.
Evening, Ben.
Hello.
Hello, George. Good leave. Mm. This is George Relton, our gunnery leader. And the squadron's oldest inhabitant. The new bods have just joined us, George. The skipper?
I'm Peter Drake up there. How do you do?
Hello.
Oh, this is our navigator, Ron Chiswell.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, it's your second tour, I take it, Peter. I mean, you being a flight Louis with a gong.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Oh, only him, though. We were a headless crew. Our original skipper wrote himself off in a car crying at OTU.
Oh, tough.
Well, I'm off.
Oh, it's my shot. Won't you have another?
No, thanks. And don't let your lot get too sloshed tonight. I'll be giving you all a flying check tomorrow.
Right.
Cheers.
Have you done much flying in Lancaster, Peter?
Yes, yes. I did my first tour in them in Lincolnshire. First time I've been up to Yorkshire, eh? Same again, Ron.
Ah, thanks.
You, George?
Oh, wacko. Pint of bitter.
3 pints of bitter, then.
Right. You know, that's one thing about this place. They'll always find glasses for air crew. The rest of your crew here, are they?
Oh, only me and the skip. The other 5 decided to stay behind and sort out that gear and that.
Well, you can tell them you found the best pub in Yorkshire. And that is when you can get a drink.
Ah, oh, Peter seems to have managed all right. Do you want a hand, Skip?
No, it's all right, thanks. They're on their way. Right. Thanks so much, thank you.
Oh. Oh. I say, I'm awfully sorry. Has any gone on your dress?
No.
You're quite sure, because if it has...
Quite sure. The glass was nearly empty. Look, anyway.
I really am sorry. At least let me get you another drink. What was it?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it does matter. I knocked it over. It's after me to get you another drink.
Forget it.
Oh. Well, there's no need to be like that. It was an accident. I said I'm sorry.
So, you're sorry. Apology accepted. Well, let's just leave it, shall we?
Yes. As you like.
Here we are, chaps.
Ah, thanks.
Yours, Ron.
George. Cheers. Drake and Chan seem to have flopped a bit there. Skip, didn't it?
Oh, what do you mean?
He was trying to chat up that Popsy, and she properly shot him down his place. Huh.
Which one?
Oh, that one, but...
Oh, well, she's gone.
Oh, I couldn't see her from here. What was she like?
Not bad. Quite good, actually. She had super hair. A sort of, Titian.
Dark ginger.
He doesn't know anything about art, but he knows what he likes.
What are you on about?
Oh, nothing, just a joke.
Was her hair pulled back behind her ears with plain gold earrings?
Oh, yes.
That's Death Kiss Kate.
Death Kiss what?
Death Kiss Kate. Everybody around here knows her. Get to bed with her, and that's your lot.
I should reckon so.
No, not like that. You sleep with her, and the next trip is the chop. You're not serious. Well, I don't know about you, but I reckon the chop's pretty serious, all right. I tell you, she's a jinx.
Ah, now, come off it.
No, it's Jen. She's done it to 3 types on the trot. Fred Allison was the first. He came back to camp one morning and said that he and Sally, that's her real name, Sally West, they were, engaged.
So what?
I don't know. Anyway, the next night he went on a Berlin trip and bought it.
Ah, from what I hear, you don't need a jinx to get done on a Berlin trip.
You don't need one, but it helps. Oh, go on, laugh. Well, Kate was cut up for a while. Then she started going out with Rowley Hayes. He was on his second tour, like you, Peter. They fell for each other. The next night, he went for a Burton.
Huh. Nice coincidence.
Old Scotty Stewart's very words. Now, he took her home one night and stayed there. The next stop he went on.
I know. He didn't come back.
No.
Ah, there you are, then.
They crashed on takeoff. Everything blew up. They didn't find enough to fill one coffin, let alone seven.
But there's no such thing as jinxes.
Yeah, that's what they all said. She shouldn't be allowed out.
Oh, come on.
Why does she hang around here? She should have moved away long since before she kills any more air crew.
Well, that's not very logical. Wouldn't she do the same to other people wherever she went?
Maybe. But as long as she doesn't put the jinx on any of our buds. That woman's death.
Hello, darling. I was just writing a note to tell you I'd called in.
Oh, why didn't you phone?
I'd have stayed in for you. I didn't have time. I got this call to come into town right at the very last moment, as usual, and I had to fly for the train.
Anything important?
Not really. WBS committee meeting. I didn't understand half the things they were talking about.
Then how did you know how to phone?
Oh, I watched Mrs. Prendergast and voted against her. Silly woman. Well, after the meeting, I came round here, and your landlady let me in. What's the time? It's not...
No, that clock stopped. Nearly 8:15.
Oh, I can stay for a while and get the 10:05 train, if you like.
That'll be nice. Let's have a cup of tea.
Oh, I made myself one. There's still some in the pot.
Oh, thanks. Would you like a sandwich or something? I think I've got some spam.
No, thank you, dear.
Sure.
Quite sure. You keep it for yourself. Well, things must be difficult enough with only the one ration book.
I don't eat at home all that much. The hospital canteen's not bad.
You're looking a little peaky. Are you feeling all right? It's not that pilot, is it?
What?
Your friend. What was his name? Stewart, Willie Stewart.
Oh, Scotty. No, it's nothing to do with him. Let's drop it, please. It's been a long day.
Very well, dear. Just the same, I'm not sure it's a good idea for you to go out with these airmen. Not the same one all the time, that is. I mean, if you've become too fond of one in particular, it's such a shock if... Well, you know.
You get used to it. You'd be surprised what you can get used to.
But it's not good for you, Sally. It must be a terrible strain being with them.
So what do we all do? Ignore them. So what you do is prepare yourself. Each time you tell yourself that this is your last time together. So when they don't get back, if you've got any feelings at all, you try to make them happy while you can. Leave it at that. Mummy, what would you say if I'd joined one of the services?
Oh, no, darling, not the services, not you. Anyway, I don't suppose they'd let you leave the hospital. There can't be all that many lab technicians these days. You said yourself you're short of staff.
Perhaps I could get a transfer to another hospital somewhere.
Sally, something's happened. What is it? Just now, what did you mean? You make the most of that moment. You try to make them happy. Oh, Sally, you're not
going to have a baby.
No. No, of course you're not. I knew you wouldn't.
Then you were wrong. Mummy, I'm 25.
This dreadful war. Morality, decency, right and wrong, nothing matters anymore.
Oh, yes, it does. It's just that the things that matter are different now.
They are, indeed.
Mother, Queen Victoria's dead.
Oh, perhaps it sounds old-fashioned these days, but I was brought up to believe in qualities like self-respect and self-control. I wouldn't have dreamed of doing that before I was married.
You were married at 18. I haven't been indiscriminate. Oh, easy. There had to be friendship. Affection. It may even have been love.
You said them. How many... No, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
3?
Oh, Sally, for God's sake, what's so terrible about that? If you knew what some of the other girls...
Anyway, I could easily have married any of them. And be a widow 3 times over. They're dead now. All 3 of them. Dead. With their crews. It's my fault. My fault.
Hello?
Pathological Department, Northern General Hospital. Who? Oh, no, the doctor's at lunch. He should be back in about half an hour.
Sally West?
Yes. Oh, I remember you. The pub last night.
Yes. I came to say I'm sorry you rushed off like that.
How did you know I was here?
One of the chaps mentioned your name, and someone else told me what hospital you worked at.
Yes, I'm quite well known among air crew.
And the path lab told me what time you get back from lunch.
And I'm late, so if you'll excuse me.
Yeah, I didn't just come around to apologize, actually. I also came to ask you to have dinner with me.
No, thank you.
Oh, why not?
You don't think much of yourself, do you?
Look, if you say you find me repulsive, or even if I just put you off a bit, fair enough, I'll forget the whole thing. But, tell me something, honestly. When we saw each other in the pub last night, it didn't mean anything to you.
You've heard about me. What they call me.
Yes?
What are you doing? You're trying to prove something, that you're not afraid of my reputation.
No. I was only inviting you out to dinner.
I have to get back. Please, get out of my way.
I'm not leaving till you promise to come out with me. Just once. After that...
Well, what's to stop me saying I'll meet you and then not turning up?
Oh, I don't think you'd do that. Besides, I could always come back here and make a bigger fuss.
You're serious, aren't you?
Absolutely determined.
Mummy, there was a plane going over.
I'm coming into town this evening. I'll be free by 8. I could call in and see you if you like.
I may be going out, but I don't know yet.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll phone when I've finished, if you're in.
Oh, it'd be lovely to see you.
Yes, it's been quite a while. Fortnight, isn't it? Hello?
Mummy, I'm sorry about that last time. I know it's no excuse, but I was... Oh, well... overtired and upset. I'm sorry.
As long as you're all right now, dear. Sally, please be careful. Of any involvement, I mean.
Here's the skip. Hey, Peter. We fly?
I don't know yet.
Just look at you. Lying all over the place. Worse than Brighton Beach on bank holiday. Hey, move over.
Tell you much more of this and I'll go bonkers. Air tests, day navigation exercises, air tests. When are we going to do an off?
I don't see what difference it makes to a wireless operator, whether it's night or day, England or Germany. You never see anything, Alex, stuck in front of your little crystal set.
Listen, who's talking? All you ever see is your navigation chart.
For all the good it does the rest of us.
It's only us gunners that have to keep our eyes open. Isn't that right, Timber?
Right, Paddy.
Hey, Skip.
Yes, Frank. Flight Commander wants to see you for a moment. Looks like he's calling all the captains.
What? Oh, right. That's a dinky he's heard whether we're on tonight.
Oh, it proper stumps me. Every day it starts by looking fit for flying, and then all of a sudden it clamps down. And even when it stays fit here, they say it's solid down to deck over the continent.
You can't trust those tricky hands on their weather.
Oh, what do you reckon, Ron, about tonight?
Oh, I don't know. I tell you one thing, I'm getting thoroughly browned off with this lot. I think I'll join the works.
Wouldn't have you.
Oh, they might if they put it to a vote.
Do you know, I've been in the service 3 years and I still haven't fired a shot in anger.
And you won't break your duck tonight. We're stood down.
Oh, God. Oh, that's all Ben wanted to tell me. Over the continent, there's 15,000 feet of 10/10 cloud with
heavy icing.
You're kidding.
No, I'm afraid not.
Then why aren't you crying, Skip?
Well, Skip's all in favour of Scrubbat. Hey, Peter.
What?
No chance of getting to town to see your mystery Popsy.
It's what?
Mystery woman. The Skip's found himself a Popsy and we've never seen her.
Well, don't he go out with you lot, then?
Oh, go swanning off on his own.
A dead sly about her, he is. If there is a Popsy.
Is there, Skip?
Well, she's not Scott's miss.
Then why all the secrecy?
Well, do you blame me with you lot?
Anyway, you won't get any competition from me. My wife's due here tonight or tomorrow.
Oh, well. That's the last we'll see of you when we're offline then.
What do you think? I might as well have not been married this past 3 months.
What's she like, Skip?
Well, Ron's wife?
Ah, never matter.
No, your pops.
Oh, give it a rest.
I know it is. It's the queen bee wax.
What?
Oh, rock crusher.
Here. I've got it.
Well, don't give it to me.
No, I reckon Ron's right. What he said the other day. It's Death Kiss Kate.
Goering's secret weapon against Bomber Command. That's what she is. I mean, the idea of a skip with that jinx.
Yeah. You're going out with her, Skipper. You can fly kite on your own. It's a Death Kiss Kate. Don't be bloody silly. That's my answer.
Of course it is. Ah! Transport coming up, lads.
It isn't her, Skip, is it?
Skip?
Of course not.
Nice to see you both again. What'll it be, sir?
A pint and a light ale, please, Joe.
No, you sit there, sir. If you can come all this way to my place, at least I can bring your drinks to your table. We haven't had Air Force people in here for, 2 or 3 years.
We've only been out together 3 or 4 times. And yes.
Oh, once can be enough. I mean, it wasn't just another case of meeting someone in a pub and that's all, was it? You can know someone the first moment you see them.
Sometimes. But I was so rude to you. I wanted to frighten you off. And at the same time, I didn't. Oh, you're right. I knew I wasn't meeting just some other man.
So why? Why did you try to frighten me off?
Just in case there was something in what they said about me.
Now, listen, you're not serious.
Oh, yes. I was beginning to believe it myself.
What?
It was natural enough. I had time to think about it. In fact, I thought of practically nothing else. I was on my own so much.
Yes, I know, but even so...
No, you can't understand it unless you've suffered it. Being an outcast. People treated me as if I had a bell round my neck. I've been in pubs and had them talk across me as if I wasn't there. They called me Death Kiss Kate out loud, standing next to me. I wasn't really human, you see. I didn't have any senses, any feelings.
Well, Sally, why did you keep going to the pubs?
Bravado. No, if I'd stayed away, it would have been an admission to myself that I believed it too.
Yeah.
And as I said, I was beginning to believe it. When 3 men you've been close to have died, it's easy to start believing.
But not anymore,
No. No, of course not.
Pint of bitter and a light ale.
Sorry
to keep you waiting.
Thanks. How much?
Oh, that's all right. Pay for them with your meal.
What have you got for us this time?
Oh, vegetable soup, some chicken and beans.
Chicken?
Maybe a bit tough. She stopped laying a while back now. Peas and sprouts, how's that?
That's marvellous.
I'll have Alice get on with it then.
Thank you. Oh, I've got something special for dessert. How about that?
Oranges.
And chocolate. Flying rations. I saved them for a special occasion.
What's the occasion?
Well, I'm with you.
Where are the rest of your crew tonight?
Oh, I don't know. Crescent moon, I expect, as usual.
Right, that's 2 pints. Oh, hello, George. What about you? Bitter?
Ah, thanks. Did you get your phone call, Ron?
No.
What phone call?
Well, I don't know. Someone rang you at the mess 3 times this evening. Personal call from Manchester.
Manchester? I don't know anybody in Manchester.
I wouldn't worry about it.
They'll get you later if it's important.
Where's your skipper tonight, Ron?
He's off on his own somewhere. He's got this secret poppy tucked away.
Oh.
You know, sometimes I wonder if it isn't Death Kiss Kate after all.
Oh, not again. What's got into you, Ron? Always nagging away about...
I'm not. Well, I mean, you don't see her around these days.
You don't see Betty Grable either, but that doesn't mean she's out for the skip.
Oh, that's a stupid argument.
Here we are, 3 pints of bitter.
Jolly good.
Oh, you didn't want a shandy, did you, Frank?
No, thanks. I'll get myself one later.
Oh, wacko.
It's a crime to put lemonade in good beer like this. Cheers.
Cheers, Pop.
Anyway, the skip said it wasn't Death Kiss Kate.
Just the same.
Well, why can't you leave it alone, Ron? The skip knows how we feel about her.
I reckon this time it is Mrs.
That's why he's keeping her undercover.
Maybe it's the CEO's wife.
The CEO's wife? Have you seen her?
Yeah. Well, I expect you're right.
When shall I see you again? I'm off duty tomorrow evening as well.
Oh, good. Oh, damn, no. The officers must dance. If we aren't flying, I'll have to go. Otherwise, it'll look bad.
I don't mind.
I do. One day. Well, I'll phone you at 7, as usual, if I'm not down to fly.
I'm afraid. It's all too sudden.
Sudden? Well, I thought I was being pretty patient. Because if you think I don't want
to... Oh, I didn't mean that. Too sudden to be true.
It's true, all right. Well, you said it yourself. The moment we met, we knew that this was... Well, different.
Oh, yes.
Besides, wartime's like a hothouse. Forcing emotions, understanding. And in wartime, there's no time to waste on non-essentials. Ah, here we are.
Dogworth! Dogworth!
My mistake.
Well, hadn't we better separate here?
Oh, I don't think there'll be anybody I know here at this time of night. Besides, nobody can see us in the blackout. Mm. I'll come with you as far as the exit.
I can't even see it.
We turn right at the end of the platform. There's a light there. Where the people are coming off that other train.
Oh, yes, I can see it now.
You don't eat enough carrot.
What?
I suppose they haven't seen in the dark. But it's a lot of bullshit.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
It's all right.
I was looking round to see where my porter's got to.
You've got a real life porter. He must be the only one left north of Birmingham.
Oh, here he comes now. Are you sure you're all right?
Oh, yes, thanks. Actually, I never object to being bumped into by attractive young women.
Come on. You've made quite an impression there.
What? We only said a couple of words.
It was enough. Did you see the way she was looking at you?
Oh, I'm naive. That's my trouble.
Darling, I think I'd better leave you here.
The Gordon Bigelow.
The one in the blue dress.
Oh, that's Ron Chiswell's wife.
Oh, blast. I hate wives living near the station. They always cause trouble one way or another.
Oh, come on.
Let's get another drink.
Where are you staying, Mrs. Chiswell?
Gwen, please.
Oh, okay. Gwen. I found a small place in Berwick Street. It's not bad. Gwen went straight there last night. Actually, I didn't know she was coming. I was out when she phoned from Manchester.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Oh, hello, Betty.
Hello.
Ah, there you are. We're beginning to... You ditched us. Gwen, this is our skipper, Peter Draker. Peter, my wife, Gwen.
Oh.
Gwen.
Oh, sorry. How do you do?
I did it.
Oh. So we meet again.
Again? I'm sorry, I...
Last night, at the station, I bumped into you. Oh, don't tell me. You've forgotten already.
Oh, no. No, of course not. What were you doing at the railway station?
He was with a girlfriend.
Girlfriend?
Oh, Peter's secret proxy. Somebody's seen her at last.
What was she like, darling? Did you get a good look at her?
Oh, yes.
I'm sure nobody's interested.
Nobody's interested? Ah, that must be the doctor's remark of the moment.
Can we drop it? It's nobody you know.
Gwen?
You talk about women gossiping. Oh, well.
This must be embarrassing for Gwen.
Not really.
Well, not fair to you, then. I mean... asking you to describe somebody else's girlfriend.
It's all right. Quite honestly, she was very attractive.
Oh, well, thanks very much. I'll tell her. If I see her again.
Is that all?
Oh, anyone going to dance?
Hang on. What else about the girl?
Oh, Ron.
No, come on.
Oh, all right. She was about as tall as me. And, like I said, very good looking. And, a nice figure.
So there you are. Now, is it all right to dance with your wife, Ron?
Why not ask me?
There you are. Good. Okay, Gwen?
Do you mind looking after my drink for me, Betty?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes, your beautiful hair. Yes. Dark, red and chestnut. Go back, isn't it? Yes. Very striking.
Wait. Earrings? Plain gold earrings?
Yes. You do know her, then?
Yes. We all know her. Gwen, excuse me a minute. We've got to have a word with the skipper.
Oh, what about my dance?
Betty, stay with her, will you?
Oh, come on. Gwen, let's go and get another drink.
Look, I've got a drink. I want to know why...
Gwen...
Let's go to the bar. Maybe we can find ourselves another couple of fellows.
Come on.
So now we know. We've got to have this talk.
I don't see why. In any case, this is hardly the time and place. It can wait until tomorrow.
No, it can't. This is the time. So it'll have to be the place. Over here. Pop,
You take care of the wound.
What?
Oh, all right. So it was Dirkus, Kate. You have been going out with her.
I've been going out with Sally West.
Yes.
You told us you weren't, Skip.
You lied.
You forced me into it. I tried to avoid the subject. It was for your own peace of mind, as you're also damn superstitious.
Three bods got the chop because of her. Three bods and their crews. That's not superstition, that's hard fact.
Perhaps. For God's sake, I've never heard anything so ludicrous.
There's not a single aircrow on this station who doesn't believe that woman's bloody death.
I don't.
What's the matter with you causing all this trouble over some cute tart? What are you trying to prove?
Take it easy. What's the matter with you? You're getting twitchy over the thought of doing your first art. Pack it in, both of you.
Going at each other like a pair of kids. Listen, Skip. She can't be all that important to you. Not small where she came from.
Oh, bags of pops is all ready to jump at the chance of a good-looking flight Louis pilot with a DFC.
Ron. We're a crew, Skip. What any one of us does affects all the others.
The trouble is, you're so bloody well sex-struck. All you want to do
is... You bastard!
Easy, Skip.
Let go.
Ron, you are deliberately stirring it up.
All right, all right.
I think you're going around the bend with all this talk of jinxes and bad luck.
Look, Skip, this flying business is dicey enough as it is without going to look for extra problems. Right now, we're all as jumpy as mice with scrub-outs and stand-downs night after night. If we're going to have to start worrying about jinxes and bad luck, instead of keeping our minds on our business, we might as well all send in for our little wooden crosses right now.
That's it. So understand this, Peter. If you've been to bed with that woman, we're not flying with you again, and that's a fact. I'll go to the Winko and tell him we don't want to fly with you. We've lost confidence in you.
I see.
What do you say, Frank?
Look, Skip. The rest of us, we've been together for some time now. We have to stick together over this. I'm sorry, Skip.
So I'll ask you again. Have you slept with her? If it's no, you haven't. Okay. But then you've got to promise right here and now, and mean it, that you'll finish with her.
No. No, I haven't.
Fair enough. And?
I'll stop seeing her.
You give your word?
Yes. Well, I'm glad that's all settled. Now, let's get back to the party before everybody wonders what's going on.
Yes, come and have a drink.
What?
What do you have?
Nothing, thanks.
Oh, come on, just to show there's no hard feelings.
Aunt Beth.
Peter, hey!
Leave him, Ron. You've done enough.
Heard about the skipper?
Yeah, last night.
Aye.
Death kiss cake. Fancy. Alec, you going to eat your pie?
Oh, no. They're horrible.
Oh, they're not bad. Thanks. Here, you reckon he'll pack it in with her, like you said?
I hope so. In fact, he better. I'm not getting airborne with anyone who's been knocking around with death kiss cake.
Oh, I don't know. It does seem a little bit stupid saying a woman's a jinx and all that.
Ron's no fool, and he believes it.
Oh, I wonder.
Wonder what you prove?
Well, Ron never really liked the skipper. Really liked him.
Why shouldn't he?
I don't know. Maybe because he was scrubbed out of the toilet before he became a navigator.
What, Ron was? I never knew that.
He told me himself. One night when we both taken a drop. He went to the States on a pilot's course. But they had to fail a certain percentage and make them into navigators and bomb aimers. He was one of them. And all he ever wanted to be was a pilot.
But what's that got to do with Ron not liking a skipper?
Oh, jealous is a powerful thing.
Oh, fool.
Have you not seen the way he looks at him sometimes?
All right, you take the skipper aside. Let him keep on seeing her until he gets to bed with her.
Hey, what's that?
God. Suppose he has already.
He hasn't.
How do you know?
Back home, the girls are terrified of two things, the priest and mortal sin, in that order. So fellas get the chance to do it so rarely, but when they do, it shows. Ah, you get to know the look of a man who's had a woman.
Well, if a skip gets that look, you tell us. You can fly with him on your own.
I'm not so sure.
You know, but he hasn't.
Yeah, you ask me.
Attention,
you
two, you're like... Attention, please. The following captains and their crews will report to briefing at 1800 hours. Sergeant Abbott, Pilot Officer Bilkowski, Flight Sergeant Shannon, Flight Lieutenant Edwards.
Bloody hell, we're not on.
Flight Officer Gregson, Flight Lieutenant Martin.
Maybe we'll be at the end of the list.
Never cut flight Lieutenant Richards, Flight Sergeant Sampson, Sergeant Underhill, Flying Officer West, Warrant Officer Yates. Navigators
well,
and...
Well, God help us all. I thought we were supposed to be going on the next trip. That doesn't... They've had me. They can all get knotted from the group captain's diary.
We've been put down to fly on every single lot ever since we got here. But every single time the trip was scrubbed. Now we've been taken off of this, they'll fly. You mark my words.
What a doolally way to fight a war. Yeah. Hey, where are you going, Paddy?
Where am I going? I'll tell you where I'm going.
I'm getting ready to go into town. And I'm going to find myself a poxy. And then I set a new record for getting the pair of us rotten, stinking drunk.
Take it easy. Let's wait and see what the others are doing.
One thing I don't need help with is getting drunk. It's a national talent.
I tell you, I don't think we ever do enough. So as far as I'm concerned, the skip can have that woman on the steps of the town hall on market day.
Just a moment, darling. You're early.
Miss West. Well, my name is Gwen Chisholm. Can I come in?
I'm afraid it's not very convenient.
Gwen Chisholm.
Excuse me. But I... Oh, very well. You have to be quick. I want to get dressed. I'm expecting someone. Peter Dracoff.
What?
Wait a moment. Haven't I seen you before?
At the railway station the other night. When you said you've got a real life porter, remember? You were with Peter Draycott. It's because of Peter I'm here now.
Oh?
You've got to stop seeing him.
I beg your pardon.
I said you've got to stop seeing him. Look, may I sit down?
Well, of all the... You forced your way in here, a perfect stranger.
Doesn't my name mean anything to you? Chiswell?
Should it?
Ron, my husband, is in Peter's crew.
I didn't know.
No. Peter wouldn't talk to you about the crew much. They had a row at the mess dance last night. Over you. They know you've been meeting on the quiet.
Indeed.
Look, what you and Peter do is none of my business. I couldn't care less as long as it doesn't affect my husband. But Ron's in his crew.
So you said.
And I'm not having him killed with Peter Draycott because of you.
Get out.
In a moment, when I've said what I have to say. All I care about is my husband. He's everything to me. But it seems to me that you don't care for Peter all that much. Can't you see what you're doing to him? To him, never mind the rest of the crew. If he really does mean anything to you, give him up now before it's too late.
You actually believe I am a jinx, don't you?
I know you are. And you know it too. Because they think you are, and that's all it takes. I've seen them together. Saw what just mentioning your name did to them. They're worrying. They're losing confidence. Next, they'll lose concentration, which can mean the difference between surviving and not surviving.
I didn't know you were an expert on air crew.
Not like you, no. You just need to see them. I knew them before they came here, and they're different, all of them. Now, my husband's in that crew, and he's going to survive. Do you understand?
Now, if you think...
Not quite. Last night, Peter Draycott gave the others his word he wouldn't see you again.
What?
Otherwise, they won't fly with him. So if he does come here this evening, I hope it's to say goodbye. It had better be. Get this into your head. If Peter doesn't want to keep his word, you're going to make him. For all their sakes. You won't see him again.
And if I do?
I won't let you. I won't let you destroy my husband.
Really? And how will you stop me?
Somehow. If I have to, I'll kill you.
Oh, God.
Oh, I need a drink.
Oh.
Sally.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you startled me. I didn't hear you coming.
I always seem to be making you drop glasses. Here, let me clear it out.
No, it's all right. I'll manage.
Say, I like that bathrobe.
Oh, I've just had a shower. I'm sorry.
There's no need to apologize. On the contrary.
Well, how did you get in?
You hadn't shut the door properly. You better get that lock seen to.
I've been meaning to.
And that clock, is it still not going? Well, remind me to take it with me. I'll give it to our instrument backers to have a go at.
Scotch, there's still most of that bottle you gave me.
Ah.
Thanks. I say, that's a big one for you, isn't it?
Mm.
Cheers. To us.
Peter. Sit over there for a moment.
What?
Why no, please. On? Sit down. I want to talk to you.
Well, can't you talk with
Peter.
Me,
Peter?
Oh, all right.
We can't go on like this. What sort of existence is it for you? For both of us? Hiding away like criminals or something?
No, it's all right, darling. I was careful. Nobody saw me coming here.
Well, that's exactly what I mean. But it wouldn't have mattered if they had seen you now, would it?
Oh, better if no one knows for a while. Until we've done a
because
couple of
Because your crew know already.
Who told you that?
Gwen Chiswell. She was here just before you came.
Oh. Well, that's why you were looking so shattered.
Stupid, interfering. Her and her big-headed husband.
You gave your word you wouldn't see me again as well, didn't
no,
you?
No, they forced that promise out of me, and I haven't the least intention of keeping it. Anyway, it's only for a little while. As soon as we've done a couple of trips, I'll tell the boys, and they'll realize how stupid the whole thing was.
No, they won't. They'll go on wondering and worrying every single trip until your tour's over. Over one way or another. And so will you.
Of course I won't.
And how do you think I'd feel every time I heard aircraft taking off from the aerodrome? Worrying myself to death about you, waiting...
Will you worry any the less if we don't see each other? Anyway, a lot of women manage to bear it. You wouldn't be the only one.
I'd be the only one who'd blame herself if anything happened to you.
For Christ's sake, stop going on about that. Forget it.
How can I? I have to live with it. Look what's happening. You and your crew rowing and jumping.
I'm not.
It's not the end of it either. It's what it's doing to us. We're keeping away from each other. Almost afraid to touch.
What?
You know what I mean. We've never even dared to talk about it. Not properly. And you've never done or said anything.
Well, because I knew you were a bit upset.
I might as well have not been a woman.
I didn't want to rush you.
Rush me? Do you know how I feel? I've been waiting and hoping. At the same time, I've been scared. Oh, Peter, I am scared. I'd be scared with anyone now, but because...
You can't go on like this, being torn apart every time you meet someone you like.
Someone? It's you. I told you I'd be afraid with anybody, but because it's you, I'm more afraid than ever.
Oh, that's stupid. And you know it is. Unless it's all an excuse.
Oh. Oh, if only you really knew how I feel about you. How much I want you. Oh, darling, I'm terrified for your sake. I thought perhaps you didn't want me because
didn't
of what I
want
I am.
You. God, it's been all I could do to stop myself. Look, I've left you physically aching for you. And how do you think I feel now with you standing there half undressed? I mean, look at you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
I can understand so much, you know.
No, Peter, you mustn't. Not now. Not yet. Please.
It's going to happen eventually. You know that.
Yes.
You know but... there's only one way to prove it's all a stupid superstition.
Oh, no.
There's no genius.
Oh, God, I want to. But please. Peter, no. Oh, Peter. You mustn't.
Breathing my
Gwen, what time is it?
3 o'clock.
What are you doing out of bed?
Nothing. I couldn't sleep.
Ah, come and do your staying awake in bed. You'll catch cold standing by the window like that.
I'm all right.
Find my dressing. Ah, here it is. Something wrong, darling?
Not really. Too much coffee, I expect.
More likely the boy's coming back. He did a bit shaking if you're not used to it. All those kites belting across at warp feet.
I don't see how you can sleep through it.
You'll get used to it sooner than you think.
I'll never get used to it.
I'll be all right.
Of course you will. Ron, do you think Peter Draycott will give her up?
So that's what's bothering you. Forget it, you won't see it again.
I hope so.
I told you, forget it, it's all over. Anyway, don't let's talk about her. She's bad luck.
I know. Ron, I think I saw him outside in the street just now.
Peter? So what?
Well, she lives down the road there near the corner. He was coming from that way.
Well, how do you know where she lives?
Somebody mentioned it. At the dance. Yes, it was Betty, Pop's girlfriend.
Anyway, are you sure it was, Peter?
Well, I couldn't see all that well, but...
There you are, then. Even if it was him, you didn't actually see him leaving her place, did you? He could have been anywhere, seeing some other woman.
But he was coming from that way. Ron, I think he'd been with her.
Oh, come on, Gwen. I mean, it'd be quite a coincidence, wouldn't it? You waking up, getting out of bed, and looking out right at the very moment when Peter comes out of her place and goes past here. No, I'm sure we scared him off. He doesn't want trouble with the crew.
Oh, I don't know.
It's all right. He's an absolutely first-rate pilot. Cool as a cup of Tok HT. Never flaps. Come on, let's get back to bed. About time I got some sleep. It's odds on we'll be flying tomorrow. Look at my brother.
Ron?
Hmm?
That woman... There's a smell of death about her.
I can't believe we're actually going to fly at last.
Well, we've been this far before and had it scrapped.
As long as we get far enough for them to hand out a flying ration.
If old Timber stopped eating, you know, this country could end rationing tomorrow.
Hey, Skip. Do you reckon they'll be out to Bomhaven's navigator's briefing yet?
Well, there'd better be a main briefing's in 10 minutes.
Others are over there, Skip, on the grass.
They don't look very cheerful, do they?
Is this a major target?
You could say that.
So, where is it?
Berlin. It's a maximum effort turnout. Bomber Command are putting up something like 700 aircraft on the main target. There'll be 3 sets of diversionary raids. Stirlings will be doing gardening off the Frisians, and both Lanks and Halifaxes will be going to Bremen and Kassel. All right? Now, the Pathfinders will be marking with Parramatta, starting at H-2, red target indicators turning green, followed by all green TIs after H-10. If the Met people have got it wrong for once... If the Met people have got it wrong for once and the target is obscured by cloud, it'll be Wanganui. Same times, same colours. Oh, yes. The master bomber's call sign will be Lamplighter. And the main force will be Stoker.
How's the enemy, Skip?
It's back to time yet. We can get aboard for another 10 minutes. Where's Pappy?
We've just been watering the wheels, Skip.
What, again?
Very cold.
All that complicated machinery. 30,000 quid's worth of aeroplane. All 7 hours to take it, what? 600 miles in the dark to an exact point about half the size of this aerodrome in the middle of a town, then all the way back. And for what?
What do you mean, for what? To bomb the bleeding nun, that's what for.
Yeah, isn't it?
Come on, lads. Time to get moving. All aboard the Skylark.
I don't think I'll ever get used to the blackout. Wouldn't mind so much if you could get torch batteries anywhere.
Well, at least your train was on time. Mm-hmm. Give me your bag.
Oh, thank you.
And your coat.
I really need a new one. I don't even have enough coupons left for a handkerchief.
Oh, good. They're going off again tonight, are they?
Yes. I should think so.
And I'm complaining about torch batteries.
Well, everybody okay? Ron?
Okay, Skip.
Frank?
Okay.
Bob?
Hi, Skip.
Alec?
Okay.
Timber?
With you, Skip.
Harry?
Sitting with me back to the engine house, usual, Skip.
There's our green light, Skip.
Right. Flaps 30.
Flaps 30.
Brakes?
Pressure okay.
Radiator's closed.
Radiator's closed.
Lock throttles.
Lock throttles.
Full power.
Full power. 90. 100. 105. 110.
God, she's heavy. Come on. Up you come. Ah. Climbing power.
Climbing power.
Wheels up.
Wheels up.
Flaps up.
Optional.
5 minutes to rendezvous point, Skip. Steer 051. Okay, Ron. Actually, I can see it from here.
Wacko. Your first course from rendezvous point will be 092. I'll let you know a minute before time to set course.
Roger.
Okay, to test the guns, Skip.
Yes, go ahead. Try not to shoot down one of ours. Paddy, make sure yours aren't bunged up with bluff as well, will you?
Noisy.
GBC time signal coming up in a minute, Skip.
Roger, Ron, Frank, check your watches.
Okay.
Well, Osborne not with you then?
No.
Oh. Flying, is he?
I expect so. Otherwise he'd be here by now.
Wouldn't he phone to say he was flying?
When the squadron's operating, they don't allow outside calls until long after they've taken off. Even the public phone boxes on the camp are locked.
Oh. Would you like to come and sit with me for a while?
No, thanks. I'd rather be alone. Oh, thanks all the same.
Enemy coast due any moment now, Skip.
If the Night Fighters knew was up here, they wouldn't dare to get airborne.
Well, they don't and they will, so belt up. Frank, down in the nose. Frank?
He's already on his way.
Starboard outer's getting a bit warm, Skip. I'll keep an eye on it.
Roger.
Crossing the coast. Now.
Bang on time, Skip. Frank, did you get a fix?
I made it a mile north of track.
Good show.
Aircraft. Port quarter up, Skip.
How far? Friendly?
It's all right. It's the lag. About 1,000 yards. Looks as if the lag's coming from Amos Dam.
I don't know. Monkey's where it's coming from.
That's where it's going to. Skip, can we go home? I just remembered something. When were you trying?
Stop nattering and keep your eyes open.
I hope you didn't mind me asking you to come over.
No, of course not, dear. Why should I? I've been here a dozen times since you moved in.
But you've always just dropped in. Well, this is the first time I've actually asked you to come.
Oh, jolly good. I'm glad you did, dear. What's the time?
Well,
oh, that look. You really must get a new one. Anyway, I'm sure it's time for us to have something to eat. I brought some sausages with me, although I suppose they're mostly breadcrumbs.
I'm not hungry.
Well, you must eat something.
Oh, Mummy, please.
Well, what is it?
Sorry?
Well, you said it yourself. This is the first time you've asked me to come. So what is it you want to tell me?
I didn't say anything at the time. But a couple of weeks ago, I met another pilot.
Oh, dear.
We started going out together, and One night he came here.
I had hoped you wouldn't get involved again.
So did I. Dear God, so did I.
I suppose he's flying tonight. Well, you're worried about him. That's only natural.
If you only knew.
Parents often know more than you realize.
What?
Well, you must try to keep some sense of proportion. Oh, you'll see. This time tomorrow, it'll all be behind you.
God, I hope so. What's the time now?
1:15.
Is that all? This night's going to last forever. Or a lifetime, anyway.
Coming up to the next turning point in 1 minute, Skip. New course will be 115.
How are we doing?
I only got a couple of bearings from Stockholm and Hamburg before it went off the air. I think we're about 10 miles south of track.
Hell. Then get us back on it, smartish. It's too dicey being away from the mainstream. Night fighters always pick on kites stuck out on their own.
I've made allowance for it on the new course. I'll be giving you a correction after 2 minutes.
Right, but don't let us get that far off again.
It's not too bad, actually, Skip. I can see quite a few kites on the old radar.
Fair enough, but do watch it, Ron. It's not healthy.
Skip, that starboard out is getting hotter.
Yes. Well, the sweet FA we can do about it, though. Maybe I can cut it back a bit when we drop the bombs.
It's still quite a while.
Well, hard luck. We'll just have to press
on. Fighter! Fighter! Starboard quarter up 800 yards. Prepare to cock through starboard, Skip. Christ, he's not coming in. 600. 500. 400. Cock through starboard. Go!
Time to turn onto 115, Skip.
Roger. Turning onto 115. Now.
Corkscrew port! Go, go, go!
Ah, I think he's hit us!
He's broken off again, the bastard. Down below. Watch it, Pat. He's probably come straight up at us again.
Frank, get down in the nose, see if you can see anything. Watch out below and astern.
Roger. Skip, get on the course while you can. Otherwise, we'll end up Christ only knows where.
On 115. Any signs of that fighter?
It's about 6/10 cloud beneath us. He might have gone into it and lost us.
Well, I think he must have gone. Well done, lads.
There's a hell of a draft, Skip.
Pop it back and see what damage there is.
Okay.
Skip, you on the right course?
115.
Altered course to 120 now.
Okay, we'll go.
Skip, pop here. Got a dirty grey hole right through both sides of aircraft.
Anything important damaged?
No, don't think so. No hydraulic lines touched. Control cables look all right. Out of control spiel.
Well, everything's responding okay. I'll just try the bomb doors, make sure we can get them open. They seem okay.
Bomb doors indicated open, Skip.
Great.
God almighty, look at that!
What?
All those searchlights, end and starboard.
Keep your eyes on the sky, Timber, not the ground. It's the Ruhr. Happy Valley. We go north of most of that lot. Just wait till you see Berlin. There's a hell of a sight more lively than that even last time I was there.
Hope it's changed then.
Hope it hasn't. It'll only be for the worse.
We're about 5 miles north of track, Skip, as far as I can tell. Turn 5 degrees to starboard now.
Turning 5 degrees onto 138 now.
Skip, I don't like the look of that starboard outer.
No, not why. But the blasted thing doesn't flake out on us.
I suppose we've got to press on. It'd be a bit dicey if we have to stagger there with a full bomb load on 3 engines.
Well, we've still got 4 at the moment. We'll keep going. We'll be safer with the mainstream anyway. If we jettison the bombs, the night fighters will know somebody's in trouble. If we try to turn now, we might prang into someone while we're doing it.
Then we'd have to stooge halfway across France and Germany like a fox on 3 legs with all the night fighters chasing us with their tongues hanging out.
Yeah.
Could try reducing revs on it a bit, Skip. A lot lighter with all fuel we've used.
Yes, I'll do that. How much longer to the next turning point, Ron?
ETA in 20 minutes. The wind's strengthened, from what I can tell, so you'd better reduce airspeed by 10 knots, Skip.
Right. Well, that's marvellous. Now we'll have a stronger headwind all the way back with a dicky engine.
Aye, that hole in fuselage isn't helping our fuel consumption either.
Any more good news?
I just picked up a message from Group. weather is deteriorating or fast, and my feet hurt.
Well, we're not planning on walking back. Steering 181 now. Pop, get up in the Astrodome, keep a good lookout. We'll have a little bit jumped all the way in and out now.
Okay, Skip. Bah. You don't have to steer a course. Just hit the pluck and searchlights.
What are the guys so mad over? We're still miles out of range.
They're after the Pathfinders, Timber. Keep your eyes peeled for fighters. Bugger what's happening on the ground.
We'll go, Skip.
I'll make it time for the first target indicators to be going down. See anything up front?
Oh, plenty. No TIs. Wait a minute. Okay, there's the first one. And another.
Bang on time. You've got to give it to the Pathfinders. Who's trying to...
Cut the chance.
Lamplighter calling Stoker. Lamplighter calling Stoker. The first TIs are 500 yards short. Aim to overshoot the first TIs by 500 yards. Overshoot 500 yards.
Roger, Skip.
That's better, chaps. Oh, bang on.
Christ, what's that?
Fighters dropping flares. It'll be as bright as day in a minute. Everybody, eyes peeled.
That flak looks nasty, Skip. We've a boat, haven't
we? No. The best thing is to get through it as quickly as possible.
Setting the distributor, Skip. Bomb doors open.
Bomb doors open.
Bombs fused.
Okay. All yours, Frank.
Lamplighter to Stoker. Lamplighter to Stoker. The green TIs are bang on. Green TIs are bang on. Ignore red TIs. They're dummy. Red TIs are dummy. Green TIs, bang on.
There go the first HEs, Skip. Should be spot on time. Hold it there. 5 degrees to starboard. Hold it. Steady. Steady. Target coming up. Right. Right. Steady. Steady. Left, left. Steady. 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 Bomb's gone.
Closing bomb doors. As soon as you've tidied up down there, Frank, get back and check the bomb bays.
Corkscrew starboard! Corkscrew starboard! There's another one above us, starboard quarter.
Timber, you take that one.
Right, Skip. Skip, can you turn on to 253 degrees now?
Okay, 253. Hold on.
Up!
Christ, starboard out to sea, solid. Pop, give us a hand.
Coming.
Better the prop, cut the fuel and ignition. I can't take my hands off. That's better.
What's that?
We're in a searchlight. Pop, through the gate with the throttles.
Andy, where is he? I can't see anything. Port quarter off. Aim for his gun flashes.
We're going to get out of this light. Hang on, everybody.
Cigarettes. What were you dreaming about?
I don't remember. Nothing.
It's through falling asleep or cramped up in that chair. It's not good for you. Why don't you...
I couldn't go to bed.
Well, just go and lie down. I'll call you if
it's... No.
Damn.
Pass me those matches, please, Mummy. Mighty, doesn't anything work these days?
Sally, well, don't you think you should see someone? You must know a doctor at the hospital you could go to. Perhaps he could give you a tonic for your nerves or something.
I'm all right, Mummy. Everyone has nightmares.
Mrs. Chiswell? Mrs. Chiswell?
Yes?
I'm just going to make a cup of cocoa. Would you like some?
Oh, no thanks.
Oh, well, if you do later, I know how it is.
Do you?
I mean, if you get tired of being on your own.
Thank you, but I prefer it.
All right, then.
Bah! I thought we bought it that time.
Yeah. I'd better go and have a look at the damage, Pop.
Radio's had it, Skip. They couldn't get the bomb's gone signal through to base. All the radar's US, too. It's just a load of old iron and broken glass.
Are you all right?
Two cuts. I've had worse, Jamie. Same here.
Ron?
Oh, not a mark. Broke my pencil point, no?
Timber?
Got a hole in the turret, Skip, and a draft got worse. But I'm all right. But I'm bloody cold.
Paddy?
I'm okay, Skip. But the turret doors have jammed shut tighter than old Alex Wallace. We'll have to open them up with a crowbar when we land. Skip, Pop here. The cart looks like a tea strainer back here. I wouldn't mind betting it'll be a write-off. Even the L-Sand's got holes in it. The turret doors are all buckled to beggary.
Yeah, Paddy just told me. Can you free them?
No. Not without heavy tools.
Okay, come on back. Ron, any idea where we are?
Not much. Awful lot dodging about. I tried to check your courses as best I could, and for what it's worth, I make us about 15 miles north of track going on dead reckoning, but it's pretty much by guess and by God.
Well, give me a new course to get back on track as soon as you can.
Just finished working it out. 285.
Turning onto 285. Keep your eyes open, chaps. If we're that far out of the stream, all the vitals will be after us like a dose of salt.
What are you looking for, dear?
My cigarettes.
You've got one burning in the ashtray.
What?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I just wanted to know where I'd put them down.
What's the time? 1:45. Sally, please go and lie down.
1:45. Is that all? Seems an age. Oh, I wonder what time they'll get back.
You'll hear them coming back.
Do you have to go on knitting like that?
It's quite restful, actually.
Not to me.
All right, very well.
I'm sorry.
Well, darling, I know it's difficult, but you should try to relax a little. Don't you sat still for 5 minutes.
I'm all right.
Don't you think it's time you went to bed? You could get up early tomorrow.
I couldn't sleep.
Why don't you just lie down for a while?
I think I'll go out.
Go out?
For a cup of tea or something.
Well, I can make one here.
No. I want to go out.
There's nowhere open this late.
Well, there's the canteen on the station. That's open all night.
Sally!
I must get out. I feel stifled.
Any better idea where we are, Ron?
No. Still on dead reckoning. It would be so bad if I could get even a star shot. Any chance of making it above the clouds, Skip?
I couldn't do it on four engines, let alone three.
Skip? What's this going past my turret? It looks like sparks. It's not the
Christ engine. Almighty, the port in is on fire. Must have been that last attack.
Okay, Skip, I'm feathering it. Shall I press fire extinguisher?
No. Wait till the air screw stops turning. Press it. Now. Come on.
Get out! That's the first good news I've heard for a long time. You lot sound very busy up there.
Let's get Skip. He started again.
God. And the fire extinguisher's all used up. The only thing I can do is try reducing speed, see if that cuts down the spread. I can't get the nose up any more than that. If we stall...
It doesn't look any better from here, Skip.
No, it's no good.
Marvellous. It's a great beacon for night fighters. And in this stuff, we can't see them unless they creep right into the kite with us. Doesn't look as if it's doing the wing much good either.
There's only one thing left. I'll have a go at side-slipping away from it. Hold on, everyone.
I think it's going out.
Let's hope it goes out before we hit the deck, that's all.
It's going, Skip.
Oh,
hey. Skip, is it always like tonight?
No, this is a bit special.
We trod on a black cat. Or something.
Oh, shut up. How much longer before they get back? Well, perhaps I'll hear them sooner if I open the window. Dear God, please give him your protection. Bring him home safely to me. And please, dear God, let me know that you'll take care of him. Isn't that Sally West? My God, it is. Who's there? Who is it? What do you want?
To run about like that in a blackout, miss, you could do yourself an injury. And other people.
Sorry, Constable. You startled me. I was already a bit jumpy.
Oh, I should think we're pretty safe here. It's Hull that's catching it again.
But it wasn't the raid. I thought someone was following me.
I can't see anyone.
It must be my imagination.
The things can sound funny in the blackout. Good night, miss.
Good night. God's sake, what do you want? Stop following me. I was right. It is her. Now, where's she going?
Grant, any clues yet?
How the hell could I have? Radio and G gone for a Burton, compass with half a cannon shell in it. My navigator, not a bloody fortune teller.
Okay, don't burst any blood vessels. It was a stupid question.
Sorry.
Forget it. Frank, you see anything down there?
Not a sausage, Skip. The cloud's solid. 11/10.
Well, at least it's helped us lose the fighters. Bob, how's our fuel?
I'm working it out.
And we were heading in the right direction, more or less, when we went into cloud.
Yeah, more or less. We could be anywhere now. France, Germany, Belgium, North Sea, anywhere.
I reckon we're over the sea. There's been no flag for some time.
It doesn't follow. We're probably well away from the mainstream. We're low, we're slower than the other kites, and we've been in cloud for ages.
You mean the Hun isn't sure whether we're friendly or hostile?
Yeah, anything not by the book baffles him.
Skip, as best as I can work it out, we've got enough fuel for an hour. Maybe an hour and a half. That's if we haven't lost any from holes in tanks. But is it all the altitude we've got?
Yes.
I thought altimeter was wrong. How long?
Before we hit, we're losing height at 100 feet a minute.
An hour, 6,000 feet. So, even if we have got only enough fuel for an hour, we'll hit before then?
No. It'll probably maintain height at about 1,000 feet if the engines hold up.
Well, there's nothing else we can throw out to lighten the load.
Listen, everybody. I've been thinking. I'm going to start letting down.
But if we don't know where we are, Skip, we might bang into a mountain or something before we come out of cloud.
If we don't, the flag will probably get us.
Look, we've got to come down sooner or later. It's better if we do it while we've still got some power on and I can get the nose right up.
If we go on a bit more, Skip, we've got a better chance of coming down over the sea.
Yeah, and supposing we do let down over the sea and then find we haven't got enough fuel to make land on either side. Couldn't even be sure which direction land is.
We could ditch.
With no one knowing where we are, not to mention Paddy stuck down there in his turret like a canary.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. Ron, Alec, Frank, Pop, Timber, get to ditching positions. If we do prang into anything solid, it might give you a chance. Paddy, make sure your turret's lined up fore and aft. Oh, and Paddy, don't worry. I won't put it down in the drink.
Look, Skip, if I stay down in the bomb hatch, I might be able to see something before you do.
You don't have to, Frank.
I'd rather. I don't want to be squeezed up with old rumble guts. I'll stay down here when I get some fresh air.
Good show. You lot plugged in back there?
Okay, Skip.
Right, so, Skip. Aye, Skip. Me too, Skip. And you know where I am, Skip. You take care of your end. I'll take care of mine.
Right. And putting down some flat. 5,000 feet. 4,800. 4,600.
What was that?
I don't know. It could be another kite slipstream.
Or updraft from a mountain. Bell down.
3,200. 3,000.
Oh, no. Now look what you made me do.
Sorry.
Oh, quite not good that is.
I'll pay for it if you like.
Well, that's all very well. Where are we supposed to get a cap? There's a war on, you know. What was you doing, walking about, not watching where he was going?
Well, I was looking for someone. I thought I saw...
You all right?
What? Oh, yes, thanks.
Don't look it. Here, sit down there. I'll get you a cup of tea.
No. No. Thanks, just the same.
Talk about, did you ever see dream walking?
Are you still there? Who is it? What do you want? Can't you say something? I know you're there.
See anything?
Only me reflection in the turret, Skipper. I feel better.
1,000. 900.
Flag. We're still over enemy territory.
Bloody hell, Paddington. We'll never get back now.
Skip? I can see something. We're over the sea.
The sea? You're right. It's a ship firing at us. Here, I think it's one of ours. Ron, quick, what's the letter of the day? Come on, what is it?
D-Dog. I'll get the oldest one.
Ron, find the colours of the day as well and fire them. Okay, forget it. They've identified us as friendly.
I'm not feeling very friendly. Skip, I can see land up ahead.
Yes, I think I can too. It must be England. Come on, chaps, back to your places.
Skip, there's an aerial lighthouse ahead, just a bit to starboard. See it? It's flashing. Dot. Dash. Dot. Dot L.
L. Hang on. That's... Yes. Where's it all?
Oh! Work out! I can cope from here.
Chaps, we've done it. We're going to make it.
Ron, bung it down in your log. 0114, out of cloud, pilot, map reading, back to base.
114, Roger, Skip.
Hey, Skip, the 114 bus goes right past my door, huh?
Hey, good show, everybody. Oh, thanks, Frank, for staying down there. And you too, Ron. Your dead reckoning was spot on. Wizard.
Where's the Skip?
In the hall, in the phone box.
Phone box?
Shut up. I hope I can get to bed before I fall asleep. I was almost too tired to eat after all that.
Oh, I'll be asleep myself in a minute. I just want to have a word with the Skip. Come on, Frank. Hey, Peter. A bit late for phone calls, isn't it?
Oh, not this one. Hello, Sally.
What?
Hello, darling, I'm back. It's... Wasn't that Sally? Who's speaking? Gwen Chiswell, what are you doing there?
Gwen's there.
No, wait a minute. Look, what's going on? Hello? Hello? Well, she's hung up. What the hell's going on? Well, there's only one way to find out.
Hang on, I'm coming with you.
Mrs. West, you haven't touched your tea. It's cold. Yes. Shall I make some fresh?
No, thank you very much.
Sally, what the hell's going on?
Gwen, what are you doing here?
Oh, Ron. Oh, thank God. I was half out of my mind until...
Till what?
Mrs. West. I'm Peter Draycott. Where's Sally?
It's over. It's over now. You're back. That's all that matters.
Where's Sally?
What are you talking about?
She's dead.
What?
Sally. She's dead. Dead.
But she can't be. I mean, I phoned her. How? A raid?
At the railway station.
How do you know about it?
I was there. I saw it happen. She was walking along the platform.
She'd just gone for a cup of tea, you know. I told her...
She went too near the edge. It was very dark. And a train whistled. Suddenly, I think it must have startled her. She sort of turned quickly and slipped onto the track. I tried to save her, but...
What was she doing at the station? And how is it you happened to be there? You were following her, weren't you?
Save her? You didn't try to save her. You pushed her.
God, you're bloody mad. Look, look, look. You don't realize what you're saying. Why would Gwen want
for your sake? You pushed her, didn't you? She never slipped.
No, you're quite right. It wasn't an accident.
What?
He's right. She didn't slip.
Gwen, for God's sake.
I saw her in the street. I had to follow her. Oh, it all seems unreal now. Like a dream where you can only watch things and know what's going to happen, but can't change anything. Well, I followed her to the station and then along the platform. And she ran right to the end of it as the train was coming in. And without looking round or hesitating or anything, she turned and deliberately jumped in front of the engine.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to have to tell you that she killed herself.
Sally killed herself? That's impossible. Why would she want to do that?
Well, because she loved you. She knew she always brought disaster to anyone who loved her.
Shut up.
She was afraid of what she might do to you. And because she loved you, she ended her influence over you the only way she knew.
But she wouldn't have.
Oh, yes. If she loved him enough.
How do you know all this? Did she tell you?
No, but what other explanation is there?
Of course Sally didn't kill herself. It was an accident. Those platforms can be terribly dangerous at night. That's the second time there's been an accident with the 114.
What train was that?
Well, does it matter?
Was it the 114?
Yes. Why?
We're having a pretty rough time of it. Lost, losing height, kite all shot up, then suddenly our luck, everything changed. And he was safe. At 114 exactly. I wrote it down. 114.
Dear God.
Gwen, I want the truth.
It was exactly as I said. She brought about her own death.
Christ almighty.
What is it?
The clock.
What are you talking about? It doesn't go. It hasn't gone for weeks.
What?
You...
Look at it.
The time. 1:14. It was an accident. A dreadful accident. It must have been. She would never have killed herself. You don't believe she did that, do you?
No, Mrs. West.
No, he doesn't believe she killed herself. But there's something else you do believe now, isn't there, Peter? Isn't there? Her death, and you suddenly coming out of danger, and the clock stopped weeks ago all at 1:14. All coincidence? Or was she really Death Kiss Kate? After all.
When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls, and the stars begin to flicker in the sky.
In Death Kiss Kate by Max Markey, Martin Jarvis played Peter and Kate Coleridge, Sally. Mrs. West was played by Sheila Grant, Ron Chiswell, David Neal, Gwen Chiswell, Diana Bishop, Ben Locker, William Edel, George Railton, Stephen Thorne. Pop was played by Peter Pacey, Frank by Neville Jason, Alec, David Goodison, Timber, Peter Craze, Paddy, Steve Hodgson, Mrs. Lester and Betty, Anne Jameson, Joe and the Master Bomber, Michael Shannon. The play was produced and directed by Cherry Cookson.